music machine.
We have the technology.
Yeah. You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show.
www.maxi.com.
I'm really not all that sure about when things is finna mature, so let me find out.
100% West Coast, custom made flay from the Bay Area. All my East Coast, down South, Midwest side riders, throw them up for the inventor of the Bay Area mob sound. Producing for such artists as E-40, Richie Rich, Be Legit, Spice One, TQ, Matt Maw, Yup, Mal Sebo, and none other than Mr. Tupac Shakur. Bear witness to the godfather of mob music, Mr. Mike Mosley. Hey, still mob here.
Bring that bass up a little bit. Yeah, like that.
Catch it on GarageRadio.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Oh, yes, www.myspace.com/tequila.
Okay, so I'm talking to Tequila, right?
Yep.
And you're from what area?
From the Yay area.
The Bay Area. Now, the Bay Area is pretty popular right now. I've heard a lot of different artists that have come out of there, but not there actually for a long time. How long have you been doing music?
I started when I was 14, and I'm 20-something right now.
Yes.
So,
I feel you.
For some years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing it.
That's cool. What got you started doing music?
What got me started was being in the church. My dad's a pastor of 37th Street Baptist Church in Oakland. Been there for 30-some years. And me and my sisters, we grew up, you know, singing in the choir, sitting there eating heck of candy and thinking about... me, I was thinking about, you know, my next rhyme, like my song say, you know, back in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I started from church. Church started me and stuff, because when I was growing up, I couldn't listen to hip-hop music.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to be in my room with my headphones on.
Okay. So when did you become like Tequila? When did this person come to the music scene?
When I became Tequila, Tequila is my name.
Really?
Tequila is my birth name.
Oh, okay.
So I was always Tequila.
Okay. Works
you know, sometimes I tell people, you know, to call me Quila because I'm Quila. That's my nickname when I'm at home, and I'm Tequila when I'm off day.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's cool. I never would have guessed that, that's for sure. That's cool. So, man, you've been out here. You've got a pretty good buzz going on. A lot of people know about you. I see you on MySpace all the time. I see the messages you leave on different people's pages, and it just seems that you're a real, real cool, down-to-earth person that really loves what she does.
Okay.
So, tell me what your music sounds like. If a person will come to your site, what will they hear?
If they would come to my site, they would hear different types of styles.
Yeah. Which I've noticed. Yes.
Yeah, I'm a very unique female rapper / singer.
Yes.
I have different styles. I can sing, jazz, rap, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just more of a kind of a underground, and I'm a universal artist.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, considering that, I'm sure you work with a few different artists in the industry and in the independents. Can you name a few people that you work with?
Yeah, I have worked with Turf Talk. I have a song called Drinking and Smoking with Turf Talk that's coming out on my new album.
Yeah.
And I did some stuff with Assassin.
Yeah.
He's a big-time Latin artist here in the Bay Area.
Right, we'll be talking to him real soon, too.
Oh, yeah, that's my focus. And his manager, DJ Pimp, is helping me
now. That's how I even met you in the first place, honestly. I forgot about that.
Yeah, DJ Pimp, he's, I'm doing, he helped me a lot. He helped me with doing the show for the Bars Awards December 2nd. I'm performing.
What songs you going to do?
I'm going to do only one song. I'm doing Tequila with Mike Marshall.
Okay.
The guy that song. I got five on it.
Right.
It
was with that was one of the first songs I heard from
Timex Social Club and stuff. So I'm doing a lot of stuff with this guy named Benny Owens.
Yeah.
The Best Thing Going. Been doing stuff with him.
Right.
He's been one of my engineers for a very long time.
Yeah, okay, I've heard him too. I've heard all you guys' music for. I think everything's real, sounding real good out there in that area.
Yes.
You know, they got this whole hyphy movement out there. And it seems like a lot of people don't really understand what that is. Can you kind of explain that?
Well, hyphy is just, man, it's a powerful word, you know what I'm saying? Hyphy been around for years. It's just now, you know, getting mainstream exposure. Hyphy is just being hyphy, just being wild. Crunk, it's like crunk almost, you know what I'm saying? Crunk is being wild. Hyphy, we have our own dancing where, you know, the males and females out here slaying their locks and shake their locks, and it's just it's a powerful movement.
Yeah. Cool, that's cool. Now, you consider yourself, I don't know, do they consider certain artists in the Bay hyphy artists or certain artists more just like?
I think right now everybody is just hyphy. Hyphy don't have to be a certain music, it could be jazz. You can have a jazz song that's hyphy, you know what I'm saying? It's just any artist from the Bay that's representing hyphy. It's part of the hyphy movement, and almost definitely it's part of the hyphy movement.
Do you get into I know you said you like jazz. Would you be interested in working with artists that are in different genres? Like if a rock artist came to you and asked you to work with them, what would you say?
Yeah, I used to be in a rock band.
Really?
Yeah, I used to be in a Brazilian rock band called Ripe back in the days in San Francisco.
You said a Brazilian rock band?
Yeah. Oh, Tequila got some Brazilian background. I do the samba all day.
Okay.
Salsa on you real quick, too.
Oh, man, okay.
And put the hyphy move in there. Yeah.
That sounds like a nice mixture.
Oh, yeah, when I do shows, I do a lot of different type dances from all over the world.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, you got a real interesting performance. Have you performed do you feel comfortable performing on stage?
Yeah, I perform. I actually opened up for Pitbull.
Yeah.
Too Short.
Uh-oh.
Turf Talk.
Yeah.
And Tech N9ne. You know what I'm saying? I loved the show with Tech N9ne.
Really?
I think that was a perfect match for me because I think me and Tech is a little weird.
Okay.
He liked to wear the colors. I like to wear diamonds all over my face.
Okay. Sorry, though. It's okay. I feel that. People are missing that anyhow. They want to be entertained. They want to see something new.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Okay. Now, which artist has influenced you in the past? Like, you know, people that have come and gone off the scene.
Female artists. Like I said, back in the days, I really couldn't listen.
I'm not talking about hip hop, man. I just want to know anybody.
I love Erykah Badu.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Erykah Badu, Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
sure.
Mary J. Blige, I really look up to her.
Yeah.
Right now, through the struggles that she has from being in this game and. Getting, you know, she's teaching me that, you know what I'm saying, by reading her story, that you have to be careful with the drugs and all the alcohol out here and the influence and stuff. You know, you have to just, I ain't nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying, drinking and smoking sometimes, but you know, you just have to be, you know what I'm saying, aware of things and watch your back and have, you know what I'm saying, be professional at all times.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Man, that's a serious thing. A lot of people let those influences overtake them, and that's the end of the career or life, you know, whatever. Especially in the music industry, happens real quick.
Yeah, it's a fast life, and I have learned over the years to, you know what I'm saying, take care of myself, my body, and my mind, and just, you know, don't be influenced by, you know, people doing heck of stuff. I don't have to do what they do. I'm here to entertain, you know what I'm saying, the public and entertain my fans.
That's cool. Now, with all these things in the industry, you know, going on, all the negative things, you know, is there anything that stands out the most about the industry that bugs you or that you could change or alter if possible?
What bothers me is a lot of media put the rap game down.
Okay.
That bothers me the most because I think everybody has their own story of about how they lived in the ghetto and even if they didn't live in the ghetto. And if, you know what I'm saying, I don't think there's nothing wrong with people expressing their feelings.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that they should stop focusing so much on, you know, gangster rap and just hip-hop rap. Because, you know, rock is just the same.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So I kind of, sometimes that bothers me that a lot of talk show hosts, and I won't say no names, don't put a lot of our hip-hop rappers on their show.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I got a big problem with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Let's see. What's been the most difficult obstacle that you've had to overcome? Actually, let me ask you first, are you signed?
No, I'm an unsigned artist, but I'm dealing with a lot of labels. I have a lot of love. I just haven't signed any contracts at this time. I'm trying to make sure I have the best contract on the table.
Okay.
I have an angel, and when I say this, he is really an angel. He's paralyzed, and his music company is called Record Labels Overdose Music.
Yeah.
Calvin, and he's been helping me a lot with, I'm not signed to him, but he's been like almost like an attorney for me right now. It's like trying to get me deals. I have an attorney that I'm working with right now trying to get me a deal, and I'm just trying to get the best deal.
Yeah, Calvin's definitely helping you out. He's out here definitely getting in touch with people and not taking no for an answer, that's for sure.
And I want to say something. I want to thank you for being the first internet radio, MacPeak.com,
really?
To play my music.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, we were kind of starting off new, and we were looking for people like us that wanted to succeed in this entertainment industry. And you had some people, some real important people that were backing you. I'm talking about, you know, DJ Pimp mainly. And
oh yeah, DJ Pimp.
You know, they sent me the music. They, you know, we had knew anything about you, but you know, they just kind of offered you out of the blue, and I'm like, well, we're definitely interested.
Yeah, most definitely. DJ Pimp and Assassin, and they just been very supportive.
Yes, yes.
Over the years for my music. He always tell me, girl, I know you're gonna get that deal. You're going to get that deal.
Yep.
Yeah, and I done had a lot of deals, but I want to tell other artists that you have to be really, really careful, because there are a lot of con artists
out here.
And they don't even have to be a con artist to take your money. It's
right,
a con artist
levels.
That mess with your emotions.
Right. It's
telling you
crucial.
Got this and they got this going on. They really don't even have nothing.
Yeah, man. I tell you, it amazes me about that. You know, I run across a lot of that all the time.
Yeah.
All you got to do to have a label is just to say that you basically are a label. You don't have to have any proof behind it, you know, but that's just how it is.
Yeah, the best thing I want to tell the audience and fans is, the best thing if you into music is to get you a manager I have. And you know, I'm really very fortunate to have my husband as my manager.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Bryce Vashon. If it wasn't for him, my MySpace wouldn't be cracking like that. Because I only go on there and check my emails and some comments and write back to few that I can write back, because I'm very busy in the studio and on the road. And I want to thank him for helping me with my music.
That's great, though. That's great.
Yeah.
It's good. I have a very close manager myself. It's actually my father, so, you know, I can trust him 100%.
Yeah, that's great.
He gives a different perspective and helps to keep you motivated as well.
So, yeah, you most definitely need an entertainment lawyer.
Yes, yeah, for sure. Gotta watch out. Let's see. You have any optimistic desires regarding for like where you want to be at in a couple years?
Well, shoot. By tomorrow, I want to be.
Tomorrow, huh?
No, but on a serious tip, in a couple of years, I see myself going to be very, very big.
Yeah.
Very big, because tequila is not giving up.
Yeah, I understand that.
And I love having all my haters and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because the more haters I have, the more I get stronger.
Right.
Because I am a strong woman, and I'm here to let all the women know, and men, that you can't be weak in this game. It would tear you down if you let it. And the next couple of years, I'm trying to be on top.
I know what you mean.
On top, heavily on top.
You guys are doing a good job at it. You got a real good presentation. real good music. What's your latest single that you got going on right now?
I got this song called From the Yay.
Really?
From the Yay that I was doing some things with this record label in Memphis, Money T Records, and they sent me the beat, and I laid down my vocals, and that is like one of my favorites right now.
Yeah, well, I think I've got about at least 4 or 5 of your songs. I haven't had a new one yet. Royce said he's going to send it to me, so please make sure he does that. But I heard all your stuff and everything I like. The most recent ones that I've liked a lot are the West Side song with other guys that you got on there.
Yes, Flay Javo.
And I love the Oakland song. And, of course, I love the song with Mike Marshall.
Oh, yeah, Tequila. That song has been requested for me to perform at the Bars Awards. I really was trying to perform off from the Yay, but everybody loves the Tequila song. So, you know, when you got people out there requesting it, I'm on it.
Yeah, well, you know, the guy, Mike Marshall, sounds real good on it. You know, you lace the track very well, and it's a nice beat, so.
Well, thank you.
You know, it's all good. All good. Now, you're giving the audience a lot of advice for them to take into consent. What else would you tell them overall, mainly to the females in the game?
To be careful. To most definitely do not, you have to find people that's serious, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people out here that just want a pretty girl to be at the studio looking like a groupie. And if you're going to be a groupie, then okay, be the best of a groupie you want to be. But Tequila, I'm the pimpiest, and I would never be a groupie.
Right.
I'm a rapper.
Right.
So I'm a rapper and a singer. And when I come to the studio, I want to be respected. I ask for respect.
Right.
If a person have me at the studio and they just got me sitting around, I'm up. You know, I'm going to get up and go because, you know, you have to be professional. You're not around there to sleep with everybody. You a woman. You have to respect yourself in this game or they will eat you up alive.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. And with you being in California, I'm sure you get to see it firsthand.
But I always got my security.
Oh, good. I'm sure of that.
Women, get some security.
That's another piece of advice, huh?
Yes, most definitely can't go alone. Can't go by yourself and, you know, without your security.
So
if you're serious.
It's kind of like what everybody thinks it is, this image that everybody has. I'm not sure if you know that image since you are in California, but, you know, Ohioans and people from these other slower states see California as this major land of craziness. And
oh my God, California is, you know, you got to be rough and tough out here in this music industry. Everybody is trying to do music.
Yeah.
So you got to be the best that you can to even make it.
Yeah, I understand.
And if you really, truly want to be a rapper and singer, you have to really put your skills down because people will laugh at you and see you as a joke, especially being a female.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard for us females and stuff. But it's, so far with me having a unique style, it's been a little easy with certain situations.
Yep.
It's just been hard with the labels, you know,
right.
I'm trying to get the best deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, now people can get in contact with you through MySpace, right? Can you get that page again?
Oh, yeah, it's www.myspace.com/tequila.
Cool. Okay, now, let's see. What's another question I was going to ask you? In the future, when you do get to where you want to go, who do you want to work with? Particular artist?
Oh, I would love to work with, of course, E-40.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's from my hometown, you know. So I'm from Oakland, but I live in Vallejo. I've been in Vallejo for a couple of years now, so I consider this as my hometown too. I claim Vallejo and Oakland. People be like, "How can you claim?" But I can claim whatever I want to claim. I'm from the Yay, the Bay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I had to put that in there right quick. But yeah, I would like to work with E-40. I would like to work with Mike Jones.
Yeah.
Sean Paul.
Yeah.
Every 3-6 Mafia.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because I love Southern type rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Janet Jackson too.
Okay.
I would love to do a song with her. I think it'd be a hit.
I can see that. I can see all those collaborations working out real well. You have some ringtones available, don't you?
Yeah, and also everybody can look on my MySpace, and I have all my information. If they want to get a CD, they can go to cdbaby.com. They could just click on my album that's on MySpace or type in cdbaby.com and do a search on Tequila. I have I've been top downloads, you know, on PayPal.
Really?
For hip hop rap female rapper.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm aware of. I mean, I'm telling you the way it looks. You know, all the way over here in Ohio, it's like you're just doing it so big, and it's all working out for you. So I'm just real glad. I'm glad that you gave us this time to get on the phone with you.
Anytime for you.
Oh,
anytime.
Thank you very much, very much. And what I'm going to do is take all this, and I'm going to, you know, put it and hook it up for you. I want you to give some shout outs right now.
Okay.
Anybody you want, anything you want, take your time.
Okay, I would like to give a shout out first to my husband,
yes.
Sean. Calvin, my angel, I call him my angel.
Yeah.
You know, to my attorney, to Universal, Interscope, Jive, all the labels out there. Tequila's right here. And to Benny Owens, my engineer in a long time. Brother, he's like a brother to me.
Okay.
And Jelly Boss, all the females, you know, Freedom and Crazy Z, that's on my first album.
Yeah.
And shout out to my father and my mother, and you know, and if I'm missing anybody, shout out to everybody,
right.
All my fans, you know.
It's all good. I'm sure they all appreciate it, that's for sure.
Oh, and most definitely shout out to DJ Pimp and Assassin.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like their music. I like Assassin got some hot stuff. I love that one song he's got. I put the G in hyphy.
Yeah, I'm on there. It's really weird that you really can't hear me. Assassin. But I'm on the at list.
Yeah, okay. Really? On which part? Like the chorus?
Yeah, I'm doing like all through the song, like hyphy.
Hey,
I'm doing a little
funny.
Couple of little.
That's hilarious, because I was wondering who was doing that. I'm thinking, I'm like, is that him talking like that, or?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all of us on it, though, but I can't even tell you, but I know I went there and recorded, and he told me I made the cut.
That's great.
So I'm on there somewhere.
That's great. Well, it's one of my favorite songs, so, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad. That's crazy. Small world.
Yeah, I love Assassin. I love working with Assassin. Man, Assassin, his Assassin had me do some stuff with Corrupt, and Rapping Forte had me singing.
Really?
Yeah, on their song, and yeah.
It seems like it's really hard sometimes to find a female that, you know, really, you know, willing to work seriously about it.
Yeah, I think it's just a few of us, because it's really hard for us.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you have a family and
and
you know,
and everything else to keep up with, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, appreciate the time you gave me.
Yeah, and I'm gonna definitely do. Bryce, have your email address?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna have them send you a press package just for you to have on
hand.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Electronic one, or if you need a hard copy.
Electronic's good, because I'll be able to just distribute it that way very easily.
Yeah. Well, cool. I'll have them do that today.
Yeah, and we're gonna put, you know, once we have a few more people, and we're gonna put it on different places and just try to get it heard online.
Okay.
All right. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
No doubt.
All right.
Bye bye. I know some of y'all thought we never get here.